Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Someone had too many drinks and called off their engagement to Raul, and it wasn't me. Meanwhile, Nacho asked Esteban for money to pay off the mob, and Esteban said no way because it could hurt the campaign. They also got into a blowout argument over Esteban refusing to accept that he actually loves Nacho, which he does, obviously. And Luisa? Well, she's still going kind of crazy, which is why she's visiting her closest friend, her confidant, her therapist, Dr. Goldberg.
So, I did something nice the other day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Well, I didn't fire my maid.
Is that it?
Bueno, she's completely useless, so yes. It's the nicest thing I've done in ever.
And why are you bringing this up, Luisa?
Bueno, it didn't feel terrible. It actually felt nice to be nice, which got me thinking, can I be nice?
Of course.
But that isn't what I've been. I've always been not nice. That's kind of my thing.
Do you think that being nice is a sign of weakness, since your father always said that?
Why do you always have to make everything about my father? This is a question about me.
Okay. So, what's so wrong about you being nice?
I'm not a good person.
Huh. Why do you say that?
I've done bad things.
That doesn't make you a bad person. You can make better decisions and change.
Well, what if the bad things you've done are so bad? Like, in the case of my friend, Frida? Recuerda de Frida? You know, the one who let someone die to steal a baby?
Well, even your friend Frida can have redemption.
Mm.
We don't have to be defined by our past selves and past actions.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So if I and my friend Frida, if we were going to try to be a nicer person, how do we do that?
Oh, well, we have 3 minutes left. I don't think we have enough time.
We'll make enough time! Oh, I see. I see. Maybe not yelling like this is a good start.
Wait, what is going on here? Is Luisa growing a conscience? I really did not see this one coming. Bueno, let's see how Esteban is doing at his first political rally.
Okay, Esteban. This is easy. You already know this speech by heart. You know how to work with an audience. Easy peasy. Just say what they want to hear. That's what politics is all about. Remember what that self-help podcast said?
You are the navigator of your own destiny if you envision it. Then everything is possible. A little more liquid courage. This is going to go so great! Yes! God, isn't that right, Jorge Alberto? Claro que sí! What? Okay, let's do this!
Hey! Gracias!
Esteban, are you ready?
Sí.
Ready as can be.
Listen, Nacho, about the other day.
No, look, it's okay, Esteban. I'm taking care of it. We can talk about it some other time. But right now, we gotta get you on that stage.
Wow, there are a lot more people than I was expecting.
Well, that's what happens when you have a message that resonates, that this is the next step in defeating Alicia Mendez. Did you memorize the speech?
You are the navigator of your own destiny.
You've been listening to those self-help podcasts I recommended.
What? No, of course not.
Yes, you have.
Okay, yes, a couple of episodes. Nacho, I'm sorry about before.
I told you we could talk about this later.
Let me say I'm sorry. I miss you. I want you tonight, after the rally. Let's go to my office and let bygones be bygones, yeah?
Okay, Esteban. Look, you're going to do great. I'll break a leg.
Bueno, my crowd awaits.
Esteban! Esteban, que Gracias.
Gracias.
I want to be just like you when I grow up, except with more hair.
What?
Right above me?
No, you look perfect. We can spray paint that later. Don't pay attention to him.
¿Y cómo está mi gente latina?
Bueno, I actually don't want to hear another political rant right now. I've heard enough of that for a lifetime. Literally. Well, let's see. What's poor Raul up to? With that broken heart of his, he must be more emotional than ever.
Thank you all. We are back with your favorite show, Tea with Tatiana. I'm your host, Tatiana, obviously. It's been a while since we checked on the Gloria and Raul wedding countdown clock. Let's see how we're doing.
The wedding has been canceled.
OMG, everyone. The wedding of the century has been canceled. I can't believe it. We never saw this coming. To give us some insight on Raul's mental state, we've got his ex-girlfriend, the supermodel and Emmy-winning actress, Vicky Lee.
Oh, thank you, everyone. I love you all. And thank you, Tatiana, for having me today. And don't forget that the premiere of my new movie, The Quick, The Angry 11, is out in 2 days.
Yes, yes, yes. But Vicky, what can you tell us about Raul's last mysterious tweet? The one with the picture of an empty swing and the phrase, I feel so sad and lonely.
Okay, Tatiana, I'm just guessing here, but I think he feels sad and lonely.
You're such a smart cookie. And what do you think his next move will be? Get Gloria back? Buy her another yacht? Disappear for 3 months in Bermuda?
I don't know for sure, but what I do know is that he is going to be okay.
What? But it's clear from that tweet that he is devastated. This is a guy who takes breakups hard. When you two broke up, he paid Banksy to spray paint "I miss you, Vicky" all over Wynwood. Honestly, it wasn't very affected. I mean, it kind of all blended in.
Yes, but he's more sophisticated now.
And what makes you say that?
Look, he has been acting different. The last time we spoke, we took a drive in the Lincoln. And I've got to tell you, sitting in those ventilated seats on a hot Miami day really makes you feel comfortable enough to speak your truth. In fact, I believe that's what led us to have this very honest and deep conversation. One that has changed my perception of Raul. I could see that he had grown a lot as a person. It was a very nice talk that ended in us both agreeing that we were better off as friends. And you know what? I just know he's going to be okay.
Well, Vicky, thank you for coming. This has been very enlightening. See you all next time. And remember, if you don't post about it, you're a ghost. We'll be back with more spicy rumors in the next Tea with Tatiana.
And what are you doing here? Didn't Gloria break up with you?
See? My heart is in shambles, and there's no way of fixing it. It's like a puzzle piece that's missing its most important piece. And the piece is Gloria.
Okay. I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to be more nice, so there, relax. Gloria has moved on, and soon you will too. You might not be the smartest man or the most charismatic, or even the most successful. But
are you gonna say something nice? Because that doesn't sound nice.
It's a work in progress.
Bueno, thanks for the pep talk. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go and pick up my stuff.
And what is this stuff exactly?
I have my little list right here. Javier, I have to pick up my face creams, my Gilmore Girls Blu-ray DVD collection, my Chayanne poster, my Ricardo Arjona record.
Chava!
What?
You listen to Ricardo Arjona?
Pero claro! I mean, he's only the best singer-songwriter of the last decade.
Songwriter of the last decade! Oh, I couldn't agree more!
Gloria didn't like him very much. She used to say that he was too corny and unoriginal, and that all his songs sounded like la 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 la. But to me, he is a sublime storyteller, and his metaphors. Oh my!
I think exactly the same thing. I love Arjona. He has gotten me through the toughest moments of my life.
Me too. I am ashamed to admit it, but sometimes while listening to his music, I stare out the window and imagine that I'm in one of his music videos.
Do you ever let just one tear fall down your cheek in an overly dramatic way?
See, of course.
Oh, I didn't know you had this side to you, Raul. I like it.
Bueno, I think there's a lot about me you don't know. You never wanted to know me.
Well, what's your favorite Arjona song?
Oh, easy. Señora de las Cuatro Décadas.
Ah, sí. I have grown to love that song more now that I'm older.
You know, my favorite part is when he sings, Su figura ya no es la de los quince, pero el tiempo no sabe marchitar. Ese toque sensual y esa fuerza volcánica de su...
Oh, I love it when he describes the woman as a perfect mix between youth and experience.
Anyways.
Oh, right. Yeah, I will just leave you to it, grabbing your stuff. Yeah. I mean, your things that you came to get.
Thank you. I'm gonna go grab it. excuse me.
Whoa. Hold on a second. My ex-fiance and my fake mom and Ricardo Arjona are tangled up in metaphors? Really? Oh, God. Maybe Nacho and Esteban aren't the only ones hiding a forbidden romance.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Andy Bustillos, and Lara Gomez. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez-Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.